Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here. This is the Communities Police Advisory Committee meeting of December 14th, 2020. I'm Stephen Hagberg. I am the chair of the committee at the moment. And I'll just ask other CPAC members to introduce themselves, after which city, and then if TPD would introduce themselves, I'd appreciate that as well. Go ahead, Crystal.
My name is Crystal Edwards. I'm currently District 3 and the Vice Chair.
I'm Shana Raphael on District 2.
Louis Cooper at large.
Kiara Daniels here at large as well. I'll be on the camera in just a second. I'm trying to get it up on my computer.
Dana Goggin. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask here a little bit.
Tanisha Jumper, Executive Liaison.
Dakota Warren, Staff Liaison.
Don Ramsell, Tacoma Police Chief.
Mike Akey, Assistant Chief, Admin Service Bureau.
And Chris Carl, Captain with the Services Bureau.
This Tuesday, or it's next Tuesday.
Outstanding. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the attendees who have joined us as well. I would gladly take a motion to approve the agenda.
A motion that we move approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? And I'm sorry, I think I've got a little bit of a lag in here where other people don't, so if we can just kind of work through that. Motion carries. The next, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes of the November 9th, 2020 meeting.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries. The minutes are approved. On to old business. I'd like to move to approve the discussion of the adoption of the resolution of appreciation for Chief Ramsdell. If I could get a motion and a second on that, please.
So move.
Second.
Asking unanimous consent, we will go ahead and post that forward. The discussion can be had after, but I'd like to take a few moments to read the resolution that we have crafted for Chief Ramsdell on the occasion of his retirement. Whereas Chief Ramsdell is retiring after 36 years in law enforcement, served completely with the Tacoma Police Department, and whereas Chief Ramsdell began as a patrol officer in 1985 and subsequently served in many roles in the department, and whereas Chief Ramsdell is credited by city officials as having stabilized the department in trying circumstances as he took over as chief, and whereas Chief Ramsdell inaugurated the beginnings of transformational reform through the creation of Project Peace, body-worn cameras, and other initiatives, and whereas Chief Ramsdell is the longest-serving police chief in the history of the city of Tacoma. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in view of his dedication and service to the city of Tacoma, the Communities Police Advisory Committee extends our congratulations and appreciation to Police Chief Don Ramsdell for 36 years of loyal, honorable, and dedicated service to our community. Be it further resolved that CPAC wishes Chief Ramsdell a well-earned retirement and able to look back on the impact he has had on the department with pride and with providing a higher level from which the next chief will start from. Thank you. Is there any discussion on this? I will share, Chief, that you entered the police academy just about the time I entered the boot camp for the Navy. So, yeah, it's been a while. But to serve your whole career here, I mean, that just says a lot. I remember the 80s here. I remember some of the things at the Sheriff's Department in that time frame. You entered at a pretty rough time, and for the first 10, 15 years, it was still even rougher. And, you know, my respect to you. I'm glad that we've had your leadership here. I know you'll be sorely missed. And I just want to personally thank you on top of everything else. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chair Hagberg. I appreciate that. And members of CPAC, I appreciate the recognition. I have had a great opportunity throughout my career to serve the citizens of Tacoma, working alongside many, many, many great people within our police department, throughout the city government, and also our community. It's been a great honor and a pleasure to do so. Wasn't met without challenges over the years in different ways, but just having the opportunity to be a part of the Tacoma Police Department. And I grew up in the area here. I went to, you know, local schools here in Tacoma, and I've gotten to know a lot of great people over the years. And CPAC's always been a very, very strong entity from my perspective on our department and influence on our department. And obviously CPAC started back in around 2004 or so, if I remember correctly. And I've been involved with CPAC for many years at many different levels, but CPAC was extremely helpful and influential on us becoming accredited through the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies back in the around 2008, 2009. We were actually accredited in 2010 as part of our strategic plan was to become an accredited organization nationally. And so CPAC was very influential in reviewing our policies and providing feedback for us. And eventually we did become initially accredited in 2010. And just recently we went through our third reaccreditation in November, and we were reaccredited in November 13th. On November 13th. So we've been a nationally accredited organization for obviously 10 years and one of few departments across the country there that can say that. So I just want to thank you and all your work and all the work that you're going to be doing in the future to assist our department in becoming a more of a transformational organization and becoming a greater part of our community. So again, I really appreciate the recognition. Thank you for all that you do on the board. Thank you for volunteering and putting your time to make our city a better place. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. Did anybody else have anything that they wish to share before we get a motion to adopt?
Just thank you, Chief.
I'll take a motion to adopt then. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to quickly say thank you, Chief. Thank you for your service and some of the work that you've been doing. I know I've had the opportunity to work with you in some of the initiatives that Mayor Woodards was working on. And so I really appreciate your effort and your willingness to come forward and have some really difficult conversations with community members. I know that wasn't always easy. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will now entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
So move.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. The resolution is adopted. Chief, thank you so much. We'll get a paper copy off to you very shortly. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Moving on to the next item. We have bumped public comment up to the beginning of the meeting to allow comments to somewhat inform the rest of the meeting. So if you have any comments that you wish to share with us, please hit the raise hand button, or if you're on the telephone, which we have two, *9, I believe, raises your hand on the telephone. So we welcome any input at this point. Okay. We will go ahead and close that for now and press on with the meeting. Briefing item, City Manager's Office. I believe there's some updates and CPAC appointments. What have you got?
Yeah, Chair, I just wanted to give you all a quick update. So last Thursday, the Community Vitality and Safety Committee met to interview candidates and forward a recommendation to the full council. They will be considered this coming Tuesday. And you'll have your board filled for next year. First, you'll have the reappointment of both Crystal and Dana to the committee. Crystal will be moved from the District 3 seat to the at-large seat. And then you will have a new member for District 3. Let me pull up his name really quick. Jeffrey Sargent, who will be taking District 3 seat. And Tara Gruber will be joining you in January as the youth seat.
Well, outstanding. We're glad to have that. And that's tomorrow night's meeting that will happen?
Okay. That's correct.
Thank you. Anything else?
I think we're in final negotiations on the CTRT contract, and we should have an update on that at the beginning of the year. And we are obviously the police chief interviews wrapped up last week, and we're in the process of making a selection and should have announcement very soon. So those are the two things happening in the city manager's office, pretty big things. I see Tara is in the audience, so thank her for joining us today. And if you guys have any questions about that, I'd be happy to take them.
So for
any questions?
I do. The CTRT, the negotiations, is there an estimated timeline on when they'll be working through the contract and have it completed and signed?
I signed off on the last list of things that Vicki needed. Thanks to Vakota making sure I stayed on it because I was a little bit swamped last week. So I got that over to Vicki the Thursday or Friday of next week and last week. And so I think she was just trying to work out the final details. So it should be very short, very soon coming.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking care of that and making it a priority to you all. Thank you, Vakota. Thank you, Tanisha.
Were you saying something, Kiara?
Kiara,
we can't hear you. Kiara's trying to ask a question. Oh, she went away. Well, when she comes back, she has a question for me. So if you guys have to move on, I'll take her question when she comes back.
At one point, there were two of her, so.
I was very confused. I was like, who's this other person in our meeting?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to thank you, Tanisha, and your department, really, and the whole, however you guys set up the interviews last week, I thought that was really amazing. And I told you this personally, but I want to make sure that I said it publicly. Like, I was really pleased with how rigorous the process was. And I know a lot of other folks were as well. And just the level of transparency that that was displayed, I felt like was really, really cool. And I hope that other departments and can do that as well, because I think that that is what Tacoma really was asking for and really needed in the process.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I jumped on two for a little bit and it was pretty cool from what I could see. So that was, it was awesome to hear everyone's answers, and it was well organized, and I really wish I could have stayed on for the whole time, but I was on for just a little bit and I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it's still available. You can still watch it. It's actually online. It's also on our Facebook page. You can watch it again, which it's, yeah, on our, it's on TV Tacoma on the Grand and Kiss like webpage, where you can see the council meetings. You can watch it there, or you can, like I said, on our Facebook live stream, it's there. You can still watch it.
Out of curiosity, how many people did you have on watching or observing?
I think it was 197 was the high number, but we've since then we've had over 2,000 views on Facebook. I haven't even looked at what the online like downloads are for it, but yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations. It sounds like a very successful event. So
excellent job, Tanisha. Do you know how many comments you got overall? I mean, did you keep track of that?
So on Facebook, there was a pretty robust conversation, but Shelby received tons of feedback. And so I'll get that number for you guys for the next meeting so you can know how many people submitted the surveys about each of the candidates. We extended it to last Friday because we were getting so many comments. And council and city manager read all the comments. So it was a big lift, but so pretty pleased with the outcome of the process. That's it for us, Stephen.
Well, outstanding job. Outstanding job, Tanisha. It was very well organized. I thought you drove a really good bus on that one. So thank you for that. With that, I'll turn it over to Tacoma Police Department for updates.
Thank you. So for update wise, we only have a few. One, I think everybody has seen on the news, is that we rolled out 15 of our body-worn cameras today. Again, that first week of January, we're looking at another 88 on top of that. So that process is moving forward. In addition, we rolled out and adopted the leg restraints and spit hood policy, which will be downloaded onto the website for everybody to take a look at. And in addition, that's really all we have for right now, if anybody has any questions.
I'm not hearing any questions so far. And congratulations on getting those cameras out there this early and the commitment to go ahead and get more out there. We look forward to that. The current amnesty, there was a question which policy or how long it was at this point.
Yeah, and I'm scared to minimize my screen and see if I can pull it up for you. I can tell you it's under the, on page 3 at the bottom paragraph, we'll discuss amnesty. There's been no changes to it since the city council and labor management adopted the program.
Okay, thank you. That's absolutely wonderful. It's December. We're ending the year here pretty soon, so thank you for all that you guys do as well. And unless there's any more comments, questions, or concerns for Tacoma Police, we'll go ahead and move on. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and thank TPD for the update. Next discussion item is the CPAC bylaws. And it's been challenged a little bit over the past couple of months that maybe we're not quite doing what the bylaws say that we need to be doing. One of the bylaws would have the election be the last meeting of the year, We've traditionally waited until after the beginning of the year to do elections. It's been suggested that perhaps we could take a simple voice vote, simple majority, and postpone the election until January, unless you guys want to have it tonight. Any thoughts?
We have the new people on in January, and would they be eligible to hold a seat? Because, I mean, if they're on in January, I'd like to defer to January so that they could have an opportunity to take the seat also.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay. Okay,
go. You're
out of here, Lewis. Okay, congratulations. So I'll take a motion to postpone.
I move to postpone the elections until January when we have the new members.
I'll second that.
I get it. Outstanding. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries. Elections will be in January. And you're correct that we will be filling the subcommittees along with the leadership positions. So January is perfect. The new people will be perfect as well. The bylaw update.
Sorry.
Yes.
Could we at some point talk about just making that change in our bylaws? That way there's not confusion.
It's funny you should say that, Dana. I took a crack at updating the bylaws, and I kind of shifted it off to Shana and to Lewis. The Policy and Program Subcommittee seemed like the place that might want to take a look at that. Yeah, I think the bylaws are ripe for a complete rewrite at this point. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Shana as far as what she thinks.
So this is kind of more of a discussion too, if it's okay to move on then to the, this is included in part of the policy committee. So along with our work with the discussion of possibly moving to an oversight committee, we have Nick Brown, who's been reviewing like TPD policies. He's an attorney up in Seattle. And so while kind of in tandem with while he's helping us look over what oversight could be and what it could look like, he's also going to take a look at the bylaws for us, along with constraints of the city. Remember before we were talking about how it might not be commensurate. So he's going to be assisting us in that process, which it initially started just because of the oversight, but it ended up kind of being a bigger conversation. So he's going to assist us with that. Steven, you're so close. Sorry. But I believe that was.
Yeah, that's something you don't want to see the first thing in the morning. I was responding.
But Tanisha or Bakota, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that he was going to help us with that part of it too.
Yeah, I think where we left it with Nick was he was going to try and reconcile between the bylaws and the charter and point out where there was some incongruencies, and then also provide the committee with some different models of oversight so that they could also look at that and compare that to what you guys have in your bylaws and see what would need to change to move to oversight committee. So kind of doing it in phases so that you guys could do the immediate things you need to do right now to get in line with the bylaws and the charter, and then what are the steps you need to take moving to an oversight committee.
Cool. Well, if any anybody's got any strong feelings about what they want to see going forward, don't be shy. Let the policy and program subcommittee know what you're thinking. This is brainstorming. There are no bad ideas and nothing's going to be judged. It's all open. This is the opportunity to rewrite. So if we get the chance to do that, that's not a bad thing. Police chief recruitment update. Shana, you got any news there?
Well, I was going to punt it to Tanisha, and then she answered it earlier, so that I don't have any information.
Okay.
She was going to have the most up-to-date information, yeah.
Well, we approved the agenda. I have to do that, so we'll go with that. All right, subcommittee reports, data and trends subcommittee. People are kind of getting a little bit shooty around town out there. That's on the rise as well. I'm hoping that things start calming down pretty quick. I don't have any specific major data to share tonight. I'm trying to get the TPD update to council copied and sent out to everybody on a weekly basis. And I'll continue doing that. It's very, very informative to me. I hope there's some value to you. And if you don't want it, just let me know and I'll not send it to you. Having said that, I'll kick it right back to Shana for the Policy and Program Review Subcommittee.
So most of the work we've done.
Any updates in the past three?
Most of the work we've done has been initial steps into the moving to the possibility of moving to an oversight committee. So we had two different meetings. The first one was with 21st Century Policing, and that was more of them doing an information sort of gathering so then they could help us a little bit more the next time we meet about different oversight models and what that could potentially look like. And then I think it was the very next day we met with Nick Brown, and he kind of walked us through the four different known models as oversight committee, answered questions we had. And again, we're going to meet again. We're going to kind of have a list of, I think we agreed on like the top 5 to 10 things we would like to see as an oversight committee. Run that by both 21st Century Policing and the Oversight Committee, and their Nick Brown, and they're just going to kind of help facilitate us in this process as little or as much as we need. And then also, it kind of came out through the discussion that we gathered lots of information of community stakeholders and leaders when we did the body worn camera outreach, and we gave that list of people to 21st Century Policing. So in their separate work from CPAC, they could also reach out to those stakeholders and kind of gather information.
Sorry, Stephen. They also suggested that you guys do some outreach around what kind of oversight the community would like to see as well. So once you guys have done that work and kind of gotten a list to them to review, then there would probably be need for another community outreach to kind of get community feedback on, you know, if I have to choose between this and this, I really like you to have oversight over the complaint process, but not this process or whatever that is. So you have the backing of the community for wherever you guys are moving to as well.
Yep, and we wanted to structure that similar to the way that Crystal did for the body worn camera policy, but not to go with just like a blank slate, so it can help kind of shift the conversation with our list.
So we need to make the list first before we move towards doing another outreach. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a plan for that or a date for that?
No, I think Bakota and Kenny met with 21st Century Policing to get some information from them. But Crystal and Dana, I think you guys will have to work with Kenny because it'll be on your timeline. So We can help you guys set up that meeting so you can talk about when you'd want to do that and kind of coordinate it with when the list will be ready so you guys can do that outreach. Obviously, beginning early part of next year, I don't think you can squeeze it in this year, so.
Well, outstanding. Thank you, Shana, and in absentia, Lewis as well. You guys have been doing some great work, putting in a lot of extra hours, and I know I appreciate it, and I know the committee appreciates that as well. Thank you. And with that, I'll turn it over to the outreach subcommittee.
Well, that's pretty much all we have right now is that list. Once we kind of get that information gathered, then we'll be hosting another event to get community engagement and feedback.
Outstanding. And we did cover the CTRT for the purposes of the meeting, correct?
Yes. And I do
outstanding.
I have one question. How many applicants did we get for the CPAC, or how many do we have?
I could look up the exact number and send it out to the committee, but there was only five people that were offered interview, and then four people came in for interviews. Because you two were being recommended for reappointment, we didn't interview at large, and the only seat that was open was District 3, so I invited both of the applicants that qualified for the District 3 seat, and one dropped out.
Okay. And then are we still doing it to where we have all the applicants will stay in the pool and then you can pull from them down the road, or do they have to reapply every time there's an opening?
Those with their applications on file, the clerk's office will reach out to them again when we do another recruitment. The next recruitment for CPAC though won't be until the end of next year when terms are getting ready to expire.
Okay. Thank you.
I just had a follow-up question. I don't know if it's for Crystal or for Carl. I meant to ask it a long time ago when you asked if we had any questions about the body-worn cameras, but it relates to the community engagement that Crystal you worked on. I was just curious, because I missed a meeting, what came of the policy questions or the policy recommendations that we had. And because I knew there was some back and forth that had to happen with the union, I think. And I know that I missed the meeting where we would have been talking about what came of it.
So we got a lot of good feedback about the body-worn camera policy. And then Lewis and I met with a representative of the union and well as the city labor negotiations, and we kind of just went step by step about the items that we wanted to see changed on the body worn camera policy. And my understanding that this won't be for this year, it'll be for next year, because they had to get the policies adopted and the body worn camera implemented. So some of those items that Lewis and I felt really strongly about are probably going to have to go to arbitration, because it's probably not something that the union's going to agree to initially, but there were a lot of things that went really well that they were willing to just tweak the language or add more clarity to the language.
Do you know if it was the policy, the one that had to go to arbitration, was it the policy about them being able to like go home with and like upload the film or so?
They had no problem with us not wanting that. Said that there's no reason that it that should happen, and so they had no problem changing the language on that.
Okay. Shana, do we share the document that you guys got back with the notes from they that said, okay, yes, we'll take that part. This part we'll need to wait. Like, did we share that with the group?
I can't remember off the top of my head if it went to the whole group. I feel like you and Lakota were having to fire off emails like crazy. I can't remember.
I believe the final document that went out to everyone and the one that's available online for the CPAC page is the final cleaned up version that kind of combined both of your documents and was sent to the city council.
So the labor negotiator took really good notes for us about the changes that we wanted and why we wanted them. And then Bukota helped clean it all up, and that is what's public record.
I think it would be really cool to practice, like when we ask people to come and give them give their opinion, or give, like when we ask them to come participate in any kind of community engagement, that we like follow up and let them know like what exactly them giving their time changed in a policy or in whatever it is that we're doing. And I just feel like that's a cool practice, because you know, sometimes people do wonder, okay, now that the 15 cameras are on, whatever came of that? I know if I have questions,
yeah,
you probably have questions too.
We don't have the final policy since it won't be till next year, but at the meeting following it, I went line by line item with the changes that we requested at the public meeting. I can't remember off the top of my head which specific ones were going to Amnesty, but we did go through it all specifically at the public meeting.
That's a good point though, Kiara. I wonder if maybe we can do some of the highlights of that. And we do have a lot of the emails that Kenny collected and the groups that participated in that event. So maybe we can send like this, or the city can send an email of just what the status is of it. Understanding that. Yeah. So that might be, do you think that's something that we could do, Tanisha?
If you guys would need to draft the letter, but then we could pull what we have and just let people know what the results were of that. And I know, you know, they know, I mean, it was put in the public, in city council, where they approved the contract and but this one, a lot of those things need to be negotiated in the 21 contract. And so maybe there's some language around there. If you guys do the draft, and Lakota and I could clean that up, and then
I'll take it.
Excuse me.
You find your meeting?
I'm in a different meeting.
Oh,
Elizabeth, your microphone's on, Elizabeth.
What?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Shana, do you think you could put together some quick bullets on summarize that a little bit, or would it be a lengthy process?
No, I think the way that it went out, he did a good job of specifying the changes we wanted, so that wouldn't be difficult at all to go through. And I can even do a side-by-side of the recommendations and then what the result of that conversation was. And I think just then, like Tanisha said, we need to make sure we have that caveat in it that this isn't the permanent change, but that's what is in the works, hopefully, for the following year. I think that's a good idea, Kiara.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your work on that, Shana. Seriously, yeah. I wasn't really talking directly to you when I was saying like we need to follow back up with people.
I need
to go tell the community, but
I don't think that everyone's going to know exactly where to look. So I agree that making it more accessible.
Listen, because I do not.
Making things easier to find rather than making people look for it is never a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great idea. Thank you for bringing that up, Kiara.
That brings us up to topics for upcoming meetings. The next meeting, of course, being January 11th at 6 p.m. Anybody got any suggestions or things they'd like to discuss?
So I'll jump in really quickly. We didn't get to do a retreat this year because COVID hit, and you know, we had so much happening when we reconvened. I'm wondering if that's something we want to revisit, maybe a virtual retreat or doing something of that caliber. I know that when the few times that I've done it with the new members have been really great, getting people caught up on the history of CPAC, on some of the issues and things we're working on. So I would be interested in that again. If it had to be virtual, I think that would be doable. I really enjoyed those sessions. I think we got a lot accomplished and really could just establish some really clear goals moving forward. So maybe that's something that we bring into the next year.
Outstanding. We'll put it on the list.
I just wanted to.
And I agree with you, Crystal.
Good idea.
See, yeah, I know that a look.
Sorry, Stephen. I Elizabeth said something I couldn't.
Oh, she was basically saying that yes.
I got all excited about retreat. Yeah, sorry. I'll be quiet now.
I know Elizabeth would really enjoy and appreciate the retreat as well. Bakota, is that something, or Tanisha, is that something we could possibly do?
Certainly. What would be easiest, I can either just email everyone some dates for if you want something like between January and February, or if you want to turn one of your regular meetings into a longer meeting, just kind of a general time frame when you might want to hold it would be helpful.
Fair enough. And we will list this as an upcoming meeting topic and talk about it some more then. Thank you, Bukota. Thank you, Tanisha. With that, I, as chair, am going to wish everybody a happy set of holidays, whatever set you celebrate. Please be safe. Please enjoy. And I look forward to speaking with everybody in a year that is not 2020. And thank you for everybody who's been an attendee listening to all of this. I really do appreciate your participation as well. That being said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Or we could sit here.
I can move to adjourn. I got you.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. The meeting is closed as of 6:45 p.m., 14 December 2020. We'll see you next year, folks.